Good morning. Good morning and welcome to the Ask in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Laura and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, whose visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D.L. Well, this is the fourth and last week of Advent. Advent is the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas. It is a time for anticipation and preparation as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ on Christmas Day. Advent also represents the church's current situation during these last days as God's people await the glorious return of Christ to establish his eternal kingdom. Each week of Advent focuses on a different theme: hope, peace, joy, and love. And this week's theme is love. My scripture for this morning is John 3:16-17 from the New King James Version. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him may be saved. Amen. Let us go to the throne of God in prayer. Father God, we are so gracious and so thankful, Father God, for who you are. We are so thankful for the gift of this new day, for our abilities to just breathe, Father God, for life, Father God, and particularly, Father God, for your faithfulness to us each and every day. Father God, we are just thankful that we are able to move around this morning, even with our aches and pains, Lord God, that we have the facility to be able to think, to ration, Father God, to make decisions, Lord God. Father God, we are so grateful that we are able to look on this morning and thank you for Emmanuel, God with us. But Father God, you were so kind and love us so much that you sent your Son to dwell among us in flesh. For your word says that you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son. We are so grateful, Father God, for Mary and her obedience, Father God. We are thankful for Joseph and the revelation that he received regarding your Son, Christ Jesus. So, Father God, we are so thankful for the gift of your Trinity, Father God. We are so thankful for Jesus just coming on earth and taking on our sins. For he lived among us, Father God. He knows all about us and what we go through. So there's nothing that we may go through, no matter how difficult, no matter how terrifying, Father God, or no matter how saddened it may be. We know that your Son Jesus knows all about it. For he was the only one that came onto this earth and was sinless, Father God. So we give all honor and praise to you, Lord God. Father God, as we pray to you this morning, just lifting up our prayers to you, Father God, and never forgetting all of your many kindness, we are praying this morning for those who are addicted to alcohol, Lord God, especially the lonely elderly people. Father God, have mercy on us, Lord God. We ask that those who are made is suffering through this addiction, Father God, to get the help that they need, Father God. Let there be resources that we can go to, Lord God, for any addiction, Father God, whether it's alcohol, drugs, it could be a sex addiction, Father God, it can be gluttony, Father God. We just come to you and we ask, please have mercy on us, Father God. We ask for the strength to be able to get the help that we need, Father God. And we ask for the strength to be able to focus on you, Lord God. When we bring our focus to you, Lord God, we know all things are possible, Father God. So please redirect our thoughts, Father God. Redirect how we feel, Father God, so that we're able to not only change, Father God, not only to change our behaviors, Father God, but be able to change more into that of Christ Jesus, Father God, to be more like your Son, Father God. So, Father God, we are also praying, just general prayers, Father God, for Waylon, Warren, and Sean Wilson, Lord God. And we're also praying for Lady Marie Rakoff and Kendra as they recover from winter illnesses. Oh, Father God, we just love you and adore you, Father God. And we just know that Christ Jesus is our bread of life, Lord God. So we just lift up Lady Marie, Kendra, Waylon, and Sean this morning. For you know what their needs are, Father God. We know that if their bodies need to be healed, we ask that you heal their bodies. If their minds need to be healed, we ask that you heal their minds, Father God. We ask that you get in their thought processes, Father God. Show them the way, Lord God. Show them the way that they should go, Father God. Let them know that they are not alone, Father God. We know we are not alone. We can always depend on you, Lord God. Father God, we just ask for wisdom, just wisdom in making the right choices, Father God, so that you can lead us, that your path, you can direct our path, Father God. You can direct our thoughts, Father God, and our words and actions, Father God. We just ask for the healing for all the who that may be sick, Father God. Let there be the resources that are necessary, Father God. Let us be able to go to the clinics. Let us be able to go to the hospital and not worry about the thought about paying, Father God, or having a bill, Lord God. Let us be able to get the help that our bodies need, Lord God, in this time of winter illnesses, Father God. Well, Father God, we are also just praying for Jeanette, Joseph, for family who are traveling to Trinidad this week, Father God. We pray for safe travels for them, Lord God. We also pray that they have a good time just reuniting with family this during their stay in Trinidad, Father God. We pray for good times. We pray for reconciliation, Father God. And we just pray that they will be safe, Lord God. And we lift up everyone who is traveling during this season, Lord God. Whether it's by the highways or byways, Lord God, we just ask that there is safety in travel, Lord God. Let there be conscientious driving, Father God. Let there be let the pilots be alert, Father God. Let them be studious, Father God. Let them get those who are traveling to where they're going and back, Father God. Well, Father God, we just want to be able to just surrender this day to you this morning. We're surrendering the day. Father God, sometimes we do not know what the day may be or what will be, Father God, but we look towards you, Father God, for your guidance, Father God, and for your love, Father God, and for your mercy, Father God. We just we give our plans to you, Lord God. We give our challenges to you, Lord God. We ask that you stay and be with us throughout this day. Let us remember to call on you, Father God. For we know that you will never leave us nor forsake us, Lord God. So we ask that we just hold this day to you, Father God, knowing what your priorities are, Father God, and knowing that what your ways are, Father God, so that we can give honor and glory to you, Father God. We also ask, Father God, that we just be, that our day be filled with the Holy Spirit, Lord God. We ask that the Holy Spirit just run through us, Father God, that it fills us, Father God, with not only your love and your joy, Father God, but just knowing that you are the one and only true God, Father God. So we just asking that you continue to be with us, Father God. Give us the revelations that we need throughout this day, Father God, and speak gently to our hearts, Lord God, so that we'll know that you are Lord God. We are asking that we be blessings to others. Let us remember the reason for the season, Lord God. Let us not go into debt just buying gifts and removing the Lord Jesus Christ from this season, from this holiday time, Father God. But we know that Jesus came onto earth to save us, to take on our sins, Father God, and to save us. So, Father God, let us each day during this holiday season just reflect on Christ Jesus, Father God, and what he has done for us, Father God, what you have done for us, Father God. We are so grateful for the gift of the Trinity, Lord God, as you stand And when you stand for us, Father God, when you stand in need for us, Father God, so we are just so thankful, Lord God. We are so thankful for you, Father God, that we don't need to commit to you. Let us commit our lives to you, Father God. Let us commit our trust to you, Father God. Let us always remember that who you are, Lord God, and we are just so thankful. We are so thankful for you just being the God that we need, Father God. We are so thankful for your mercy, Father God. Help us, Father God, to confess our sins daily to you, Lord God, and show our repentant heart, Lord God. Let us change so we can be more like Christ, Lord God. Father God, as we go through these difficult times, let us not get weary in our work, in the good work that you have us to do, Lord God. Let us remember that each day is a gift from you, Lord God. And so let us not waste it, Lord God. Father God, let us commune closer with you, Lord God. Let us stay in prayer, Lord God. Let us stay in your word, Lord God. Just keep us, Father God. Keep us renewed, Father God. Let us just remember what your Son, Christ Jesus, has done for us, Lord God. So, Father God, we just move through this day, Lord God, as we move through this day, as we move through this morning, Lord God, we are just so grateful to you, Lord God. We are grateful for our family, Father God, who surrounds us, Father, with love. We are so thankful for our friends, Father God. We are so thankful for our community. And, Father God, we are so thankful for not only your church, Father God, we thank you for your kingdom, Father God. We also thank you for the churches that we are able to go to. We thank you for our pastors, our shepherds that lead over us, Father God. We ask that you please fill them with your love, Father God. Give them all that they need this Monday morning, Father God, as they delivered your word, as they taught us, Lord God, as they stood in the gap for us, Father God, on yesterday, and as they do during the week, Father God. So we just have special blessings for our pastors, Father God. We have special blessings for the pastor's family, Lord God. We have a special blessings to the caretakers, Lord God, who are caring for, whether it's for ill children, ill parents, or just elderly parents, Lord God. Father, we ask that you just rest upon them, Father God. Give them the strength that they need. Give them the comfort. Give them the rest that they need, Father God. So, Father God, as we move through this day, we'll never forget, Father God, what you have done for us, Lord God. We are so grateful. We are just so thankful. We are just so thankful that you are just here with us, Father God, that you loved us so much that you believe in us, Lord God. We are thankful that your door is open to each and every one of us, Father God. And Father God, as we stumble or fall, Lord God, we know that we can get up, Father God, but we know that you are a gracious God. We know you are a forgiving God. We know that all you ask is that we believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, Father God. And with that, we believe, Father God, and with that, all will be given to us, Lord God. So, Father God, as we commit ourselves, Lord God, and as we end this prayer, Lord God, we just say that we are so grateful, we're so thankful to you, Lord God. We lift up this prayer to you in Jesus' name, amen, amen. So thank you for joining us today at Ask in Faith Prayer Line. Please join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock. Go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. Our playback number is 520-636-4582. And the passcode is 8277806#. Please send your prayer request to askinfaithprayers@gmail.com and visit the Beloved website for all our events at belovedministriesny.com. I am going to mute the line so that we can greet one another.